This is Commons Cast, the official podcast of the Martha Rivers Ingram Commons at Vanderbilt University, featuring Q&A with the Dean, the Commons Calendar, and a first-year resident interviewing various humans of the Commons. Now, here's Q&A with Dean Melissa Grisolfi.
Welcome back to Q&A with the Dean. I'm Chloe, here with Dean Grisolfi of the Commons, and I have some good questions today, so I'm excited to get to it.
I'm excited to hear them.
So to start off with, what do you think is Vanderbilt's best quality? And is it the same thing that draws people here, or is it something that they only discover once they're here?
Wow, the best quality. That's actually a really hard question. So I think there are three really awesome things about Vanderbilt, I will tell you, not one. So one thing that is really, really neat about Vanderbilt is that it's a research university, and every single professor that you meet and talk with is doing something that is cutting edge and revolutionary. It doesn't matter which field you're in. And it's because that's what you have to do as a professor in order to get tenure and promoted here. Mm-hmm. And it's the kind of environment that Vanderbilt fosters to support faculty to do research. And so as an undergraduate student, you get to work with people who are doing something legitimately amazing. The second thing I think is really great about Vanderbilt is that it has a big commitment to undergraduate education. And one of the many ways they do that is by requiring that professors actually teach courses. And so not all research institutions have faculty teaching the classes for their undergraduates, but Vanderbilt does. And that is an amazing opportunity for students to get to be learning from the people who are doing this research. And maybe I'm a little biased, but I actually think the third thing that makes Vanderbilt amazing is residential colleges. Not all universities think about student development holistically. A lot of the time universities are thinking about your academic major and making sure you're safe on campus. And we care about both of those things for sure.
Yeah.
But that's not really like a holistic education, right? Because it turns out as an adult, 80% of people are in careers that are not related to their major. And yet we also know that a college degree is predictive of the kind of job you'll get and your income and your satisfaction. So just because you're not working in your major doesn't mean that college doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And so then you have to wonder, like, well, what's going on at college, in college, if it's not just your major, right? And so residential colleges is that's our entire mission, is to help students to think about their academic development outside of the classroom. It's not to undermine what happens in the classroom. I'm a professor too. I definitely think that what I do in my classroom, I hope, is interesting and illuminating, but it's not the only thing that people learn in college, and it shouldn't be the only thing that people learn in college. And the residential college system is like a big investment that the university makes in the holistic development of their students. And I think that's why people like it here. And I think that's why Vanderbilt students regularly say like they are happy, and often Vanderbilt is often ranked the happiest college campus. And I think that really is what it's about, is students feel supported in their growth, not just in the classroom, but beyond.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that the happiness factor was a big part of why I chose Vanderbilt. So that definitely speaks to me. And so this is more of a fun question. Do you think that you could navigate Stevenson?
No, I know I cannot. So I'm a professor in teaching and learning, which is on Peabody campus. Mm-hmm. And so I don't have a lot of reason to be in Stevenson anyway. But I do sometimes enter the fray. We had a research project that was looking at the first year students' experience in calculus. So I was going to a lot of calculus classes and observing. So I made my way through the sort of math part of Stevenson, and occasionally I come to, you know, brown bag presentations that the math department gives when they're relevant, you know, to pedagogy and learning. And so I do go in sometimes, but I can't even figure out which entrance you go in, when, and why. So no, I'm not helpful.
Okay, I'm sure that makes a lot of freshmen feel a lot better about not figuring it out yet, because I don't think anyone really knows what's going on with that building. So that's a bit nice to know that even people who work here do not know what's going on.
Yeah. It, I do think that people whose offices are in Stevenson probably have it sorted out, though. They can help you out.
I would hope so. And if you could pick any, let's go three clubs to join here, clubs or organizations, what do you think you would pick?
Oh, wow. Well, so first of all, I don't think I know all the clubs and organizations here. There are over 400 student organizations. So I am not, you know, it's not like I know what all of them are. But when I was in college, the things that I gravitated towards were actually the, I was in an a cappella group all 4 years. When I was in college, I was also the president of the musical theater group. And I acted in a lot of plays. And so the student orgs that are associated with, you know, singing and acting, I'm sure I would be drawn to. And of course, Vanderbilt's much bigger than the college I went to. So there's a lot of different a cappella groups. And a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't, you know, I don't know which one I would audition for or where they, you know, where I would get in. But one of those I'm sure I would have tried out for as a first year student. And I always have loved the theater community. So I'm sure I would go for that as well. I also personally am really interested in politics, and probably now I would really try to be a part of one of the many student orgs that's really about like voter registration or, you know, really trying to think about the ways that we sort of engage and transform our society to a more just place.
Nice. All right. And I'm from the Midwest, so I have to ask, what's your favorite type of corn dish?
I'm also from the Midwest. I'm from Michigan. But we didn't, we didn't grow up eating a lot of corn. So let me, I mean, I love cornbread. What's your favorite kind of, what's your favorite corn dish?
Ooh, I'm a true like sweet corn on the cob. I put some butter and some salt and pepper on it. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Where are you from?
I'm from Illinois.
Okay. A little more. Well, I'm from Detroit, so we didn't have a lot of farms in the Detroit area.
Yeah, I'm from the rural part of Illinois. So, and then what's your favorite casserole?
You are going deep Midwest roots. Are you going to ask me about Jell-O next?
I could.
My favorite casserole. That's a good question. My mom used to make like a mole enchilada casserole that was delicious. So that's probably got to be my favorite. She probably hasn't made that in about 30 years. So maybe I can convince her to make it for me.
Very good. Very good. All right. I think that's all we have time for today. So thank you so much for being here.
It's my pleasure.
All right. Stay tuned for the Commons calendar.
How's it going, Commodores? I'm Harika Kuduro, and I'll be hosting this week's Commons Calendar, where we bring you up to date with all the events going on around campus this week. Starting off today, on Wednesday, September 13th, Vandy EDA is hosting an ice cream grab and go. Come to the Rand patio to have some ice cream and chat with the EDA's executive board members about the club, their goals, or any other questions or feedback you may have. On Thursday, September 14th, come and join Anchorthon on the Commons lawn to hang out with the adorable therapy dogs and our amazing patient ambassadors from Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt. Learn about Anchorthon's support of psychosocial well-being initiatives at the hospital and how you can get involved. Celebrate Rosh Hashanah at the E. Bronson Ingram Great Room on Friday, September 15th. Join the Hill staff where they will share about the significance and traditions of Rosh Hashanah. A full kosher lunch will be served, including apples and honey. Finally, if classes are starting to stress you out a bit, join the Center for Student Well-Being for a 30-minute meditation practice on Monday, September 18th. The meditation is offered at the same time in person and on Zoom. And that's all for this week's Commons Calendar. Be sure to check the anchor link for more information and dates on events. Thank you all so much for listening. And now onto the Humans of the Commons segment.
Hey, Commodores. This is Sophia, and I'm your host for this week's Human of the Commons. I'm here with Spandana. She is majoring in public policy and plans to go into education reform. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm super excited. My classes ended pretty early today, so it's been a super relaxing day.
Do most of your classes end early?
Yeah, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, they end at 12. So I literally like have the whole day to just do my homework, chill, spend some time with friends. So it's super nice.
You do your homework usually right after class?
Usually not right after class, or like right after class. It's usually like the evening time, you know, that I really start realizing like I actually need to get on it. So, you know.
Yeah. And then like what classes are you taking? Are they for your major right now, or are you just kind of in the basics?
I'm just getting some like more general classes out of the way. Like, so nothing crazy right now. I have my like math, my Spanish, my writing seminar, my psychology class. So everything's not like super public policy oriented yet, but hoping to get there soon.
Okay, for sure. Spunnen and I met because she lives across from me in Stambaugh,
which is the best house.
The best house, and floor 5, which is the
best floor.
But how's your experience living in a dorm, your roommate, all of the above?
Yeah, I mean, my roommate and I found each other on the last day of like deadlines. And I think it was just meant to be, because like her and I get along so well, and it's been super like seamless, honestly. It's weird like living in such like, I guess, confined like spaces, like and now like living with a person, but I like couldn't have asked for a better roommate. And like, I love our dorm. Like, we're trying to like decorate it more and stuff and make it the way we like. So it's starting to become super cozy, and I try not to do like way too much work in there. So I just like associate it with like relaxation. Right. So it's super nice.
Like a safe space.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
It's good to separate. I try to do my work pretty much in the library if I can.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of not used to like the whole having to walk back alone, especially when it gets dark.
Yeah.
So I'd love to like stay in Peabody, especially. I love the vibe of Peabody.
Yeah.
But I also found like in Cohen Hall, there's like this back room
really?
Kind of behind the like main staircase, and there's like a few chairs there. It's a really nice setup. Also in Hobbs, it has like a window that kind of looks like
that's
a common
super close
lawn.
To us.
Yeah. Which is not as scary of a walk. And there are some like security guards right there. I mean, Peabody's not far either.
Yeah.
But just like walking back late in the dark.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's like a weird thing to adjust to. I've loved like studying in our little like STEM 5 common room.
Right.
It's so fun. And like, I feel like it's really nice to start like building a community, because like when you're at home, you leave your room and like you're with your family.
Yeah.
And so like, I've just been trying to like get to that point here. So when I like go out to the common room and everyone's out there and doing homework and stuff, it definitely starts to feel like a little bit more like home.
Yeah, it for sure. But like, what also feels like home is the fact that I get no work done
mm-hmm.
in the common room
mm-hmm.
because everyone's so
No, because
lively.
We're both a little too social and do not know how to control it. Because I will just keep talking, and but it's great. I wouldn't change it for anything.
Yeah, same. I honestly love, well, at the beginning, I know our floor was not very
tight-knit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were, and we kind of made it a goal, because we see all the other floors and houses like very close, very community oriented. Mm-hmm. And our floor, there was nothing like driving us apart or anything
yeah.
like that. We were just all on our own schedules, I guess, or
yeah.
just busy.
Yeah. And we were all settling in.
Right. And I think I don't know how it like started to build, but I know me and my roommate started just propping our door open
mm-hmm.
and like, I guess there are our form of like open door hours.
Yeah.
And we would just have them open, and people would walk by, and when you walk by a room, if the door's open, you're gonna
yeah.
look in.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was like definitely a good start for
yeah.
us.
Yeah. It was like nice to meet you and like your roommate, like have someone like else like in our floor who like we were friends with.
Right.
And then like branching out from there made it a lot like easier.
Yeah. And I mean, we're kind of in a special situation a little bit with our placement of our rooms.
Yeah.
Because our floor is co-ed. So
yeah.
on the different floors, if it's a co-ed floor, they try to keep the girls on one side and the guys on the other, like kind of split it in half.
But we're the girls that
yeah.
made it past.
There was a little bit of an overflow of girls on our floor. So there are like two, maybe three, if you count the dorm right in the middle
yeah.
by the RA, that are girl dorms, technically on the boys' side of dorms.
Yeah. We met like when you were brushing your teeth one night.
That is how we met. We met brushing our teeth because, well,
we usually end up somehow brushing our teeth together. It's
yeah.
just like a given.
It's a given. I think we're on the same schedule.
I know,
much.
I do.
But
yeah.
The best part, I'd say, other than, I mean, meeting all the guys on our floor is kind of nice, just because it's definitely like a change of pace. It's,
yeah.
It's very different.
Yeah.
Not what you would expect with like community.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange, honestly, like guys just walking by.
They teach me kind of how to be more like laid back though. And like
yeah.
just like kind of like in the moment, have a good time, like regardless of what we're doing.
Yeah. Which is actually really nice.
Yeah.
I'd say the nicest part about being on the guy's side is that there is a girl's bathroom on the guy's side.
And we basically have our little private bathroom.
Yeah, because there's only two dorms on the guy's side, so.
Just us.
Yeah, not much, not very communal, but very nice for us. Mm-hmm. And then very popular gender neutral bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
It's a private bathroom.
I've never gone in that one.
I've gone in like once maybe to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
But I've never showered, but there's a lot of hype on the showering.
Yeah, no, there's like a whole schedule. Bathroom. There's a lineup.
There's a line. People sit outside of the gender neutral bathroom and wait.
I know.
I mean, it's kind of like a sense at home. You'd never have to like shower with someone showering next to you.
Yeah, yeah. I just like can't think about it too much. Like I don't even think communal showers are that bad. It's just like a big shift of like what you're used right. to. You know.
I mean, if you went to like a gym, you're probably used to it. If you showered at the gym, you went to back home like a public gym. You're definitely kind of already kind of accustomed to it.
Yeah.
But
I feel like they're really well maintained too. Like, yeah, they're
like cleaned once a day, which is actually really, really nice.
Yeah.
And especially with less people using the bathroom.
I think ours is like even more.
It's not getting very dirty. Backed up. Yeah. Which is really nice. And as far as like the whole horror stories behind like college dorms and like dirtiness.
Yeah.
Like all around less clean than when you're at home.
Yeah.
I haven't really witnessed that.
Yeah.
Like very clean for the most part.
I know. Like I feel like it hasn't been like super difficult. Like, and I honestly like being like right around people, you know, like I can just leave my dorm and like be with people. But then when I'm ready to like have my own space and stuff, I can just come back, you know, and it's super nice.
It's so nice. I love the like solitude.
Yes. I know. Every time I like just get a moment like by myself and stuff, just to like chill out and just like, you know, decompress from like the day or like the week. It's just super nice. Cause I feel like you don't really like get a ton of alone time like at college, right. like as opposed to when you're home. So it's super nice. Like whenever I'm just in my dorm and like can just like literally just like watch TV or like call friends from home, you know?
Keeping up with your friends. It's really important, but it's like very comforting.
Yes.
To call someone that you know knows more about you, because especially like, I know you very well now.
Yeah.
But it's like, there's a lot of things from back home that if I talked to you about it, I'd have to explain it.
Yeah. So it's nice. I don't know like your whole past. Yeah. You know?
If I called someone back from home, I could just get right back into the flow of conversation because they obviously know me very well. So that's definitely an adjustment.
Yeah. It's interesting. Like, it's really cool making friends here because I feel like you meet people and you get to know them at such like a rapid pace, you know, like it's been like 3 weeks and I feel like super close to like you and like, you know, some of the girls I met. And it's like normally in like a normal life, like outside of college type thing, like 3 weeks is like not
it's not
long, but like
one of the big differences is we see each other every single day.
Yeah. And like spend hours together and like, it's super cool. Like, and it honestly feels like we've been here for so long.
It feels like we've been here forever.
Like it feels like my entire life is like here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we never leave campus. Yeah. Really. I mean, as a friend, you'll go on trips, like maybe go out to eat, go down to Broadway, but it's not like you're not leaving for more than a few hours at a time.
Yeah.
So that's a big, big shift.
I know. Yeah. But every once in a while, it's nice to like go off campus. Like I went on like a car drive with my roommate, like I think a week or two ago. And it was just nice to like, just like, be in a car and like just like listening to music.
Get out
and, like,
in a new area.
Have like a second and then come back and like settle back in. Like it was really nice. For so sure. Yeah.
Is there anything you want to get off your chest? Like for anyone listening or like any freshmen, incoming freshmen next year, even though we're basically at the start of the year.
I would say that it was honestly more difficult than I anticipated.
For sure.
Not because of Vandy, just because the nature of like moving away from home and going somewhere else. And I don't know like about you, but like I barely knew anyone coming in. Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, barely anyone. And so it was hard because a lot of my friends stayed in state, or like knew people going to their schools. So like immediately they had like a community and like, I had to build that for myself. Right. And so I think that's really hard. And I'm someone who's super extroverted, or I'm like really outgoing. And so it was like hard for me too. And like, I'd been so used to like people telling me like college is going to be the time of your life. Like you're going to love it. And I like expected to feel that instantly. And like I remember like an hour after I got here and my parents left, I was like so nervous, so worried. Yeah. I would hear people laughing outside and I was like, I don't know like how to go out and talk to them. So I think it can be hard regardless of your personality, whether you're an extrovert or an introvert. I've just like realized I have to like put myself out there as much as I can, but not like too much that I'm like so exhausted, you know, like sometimes I do just need to take a nap in my room, even if it means not hanging out with whoever's sitting in the common room at that time. You know,
I mean, college is very much, you're living on your own. So you got to learn balance.
Yeah.
That is one of the biggest, I mean, we've only been here for a little bit. I think I've been here like maybe a week longer.
Yeah.
But balance is still something that I'm trying to figure out for myself.
Yeah.
Which doesn't seem like it's been so long that it's like you need balance now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're living here every single day, balance is very important, especially to like sleep schedules.
Yeah, I know. Like it's hard.
Very hard right now.
There's like academic, social, like health and wellness. Like there's just so much going on constantly, you know?
Well, we here at MCL very, very much enjoyed having you on this podcast and would love to have you again. But that's it for today. Thanks for listening and we hope to see you soon.
Thank you guys for having me.
Commons Cast is produced by My Commons Life, a division of student media at Vanderbilt, in cooperation with the Office of the Dean of the Ingram Commons. Subscribe to Commons Cast at Apple Podcasts or via your favorite podcast app.